Novel Audio presents The Science of Serial Killers, the truth behind Ted Bundy, Lizzie Borden, Jack the Ripper, and other notorious murderers of cinematic legend, by Meg Hofdahl and Kelly Florence, performed by Linda Jones. Introduction. Killers exist in every aspect of our collective experience. Fictional ones loom in the films we watch and the books we read. Real ones strike in our own hometowns. There is a profound moment in our lives when we come to realize that the Freddy Krueger of our nightmares pales in vicious comparison to the serial killers in the newspapers. Within these pages, we explore that fractious line that wavers between fiction and reality. Hollywood and true crime have long been bedfellows. And through the lens of science, we can come to further understand the murderers who have darkened history and the films they have inspired. This book is filled with dark deeds, many real, and others pure fiction. Tread cautiously, as this hazy border may trip you up. As always, our love for horror in all its iterations lies within. We don't love the true killers. But we sure do love when brave victims, families, and members of law enforcement are honored. Often, film gives way to better stories in which the final girl slays the monster, and for that, we are grateful. Let the monsters be forgotten as we rise. Section 1. Crimes of the Past. Chapter 1. The Legend of Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden. I, Meg, grew up in the 80s and 90s, overstuffed with a diet of iconic horror villains. Freddy, Jason, and even the menacing eyebrows of Vincent Price led me down the familiar landscape of 20th century horror. I was only 8, snuggled in a hotel bed with my mother, when I discovered that women, too, had the power and nuance to be the foreboding presence in a shadowed room. While we watched a rerun of The Legend of Lizzie Borden, 1975, a TV movie starring Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched, 1964 to 1972, my mom divulged that the events unfolding were actually based on fact. The hazy images of Freddy Krueger and his vicious film brothers left my mind. The tropes I had already come to know of women screaming in terror as they fled a maniac had fallen at my feet. I was exalted by the thought that a woman, a real woman, in her fancy dress and with her flowery words, could succumb to the murderous black heart within. After filming The Legend of Lizzie Borden, Elizabeth Montgomery came to find out that she was related to Lizzie Borden, 6th cousins once removed. While today The Legend of Lizzie Borden may not be the most famous of Borden biopics, it was popular upon its release. Montgomery was nominated for an Emmy, and writer William Bast received the Edgar Award for a television film script. For many in the 1970s, it had been their first introduction to the history and evidence of the trial, rather than the sing-song rhyme made so popular. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Since the TV movie, there have been quite a few adaptations of Lizzie and her infamous axe. These include the Lifetime TV film starring Christina Ricci, Lizzie Borden Took an Axe, 2014, as well as Lizzie, 2018, in which Lizzie, Chloe Sevigny, and her family maid, Bridget Sullivan, Kristen Stewart, have a steamy love affair. This lesbian plot point also appears in Lizzie, the musical, 2009. While there is no evidence to prove that Lizzie and Bridget were lovers, Lizzie Borden was a known lesbian in her small community of Fall River, Massachusetts. Thus, the possibility of a relationship has been a suspected motive for many. After watching Elizabeth Montgomery inhabit the curious skin of mysterious Lizzie, I fast became a Borden enthusiast. That next Halloween, I carried a cardboard axe and wore a white chiffon gown marred with fake blood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?